everyone, Dr. Cheryl Spellman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. It's great to have you join me today, and we are exploring another fascinating topic and conversation that is really designed to empower you with truthful information so you can make the very best informed decisions possible, which is really the purpose of the show. It's giving you the knowledge and the education so then you can move into your life with the abilities and the resources to choose what will serve you best regarding your health and well-being. Today, we're going to be exploring natural solutions to alleviate pain and stress. And my guest is Dr. George Grant, who is quite an accomplished person on many areas. And we're going to share with you some of the best ways to assist your body in healing from pain naturally, and also understanding how to reduce the stress response and why that is so important for you to do. Here's a little bit about Dr. George Grant. He enjoys a stellar academic and fascinating career in research. He is a scientist, professor, chemist, toxicologist, nutritionist, biofeedback, stress management, and pain specialist. Dr. Grant works as a senior consultant for Health Canada, the FDA, and the CDC, as well as in private practice. Dr. Grant has helped 10 Fortune 500 companies, 10 nonprofit organizations, and 10 Olympic athletes, along with 5,000 clients worldwide. He has over 100 published articles, conference presentations, book reviews, and 10 best-selling books. So you can see why I introduced him as being so accomplished. And it is my pleasure to welcome Dr. George Grant to the show today. Hello, Dr. Grant.
Hello. How are you? Thank you so much for the kind introduction.
Well, gosh, my mind is reeling. you have achieved so much in your lifetime. I know your life is very full and that you are doing so many exciting things at this point in time.
And you too, Doctor, you're very accomplished as well, so your listeners are so fortunate to have you.
Thank you. I know you do a lot of corporate trainings, and you've got a great website called academyofwellness.com that I encourage people to go up and visit. And I thought you'd be the best person to help us understand the reality of pain. You know, so many people are dealing with pain issues, and there are solutions other than going for pain medications, which have many side effects. So I thought maybe we could start with your experience and help us understand how to address pain and what's really going on when we're dealing with pain in our bodies.
Exactly, Dr. Cheryl. It's basically, our philosophy is we care, we serve, and we educate. We do not medicate, operate, and we do not vaccinate. And to deal with pain, the last thing we want is to recommend painkiller, but that's not what we do. It's basically to deal with the body, to find the exact root cause of the pain and deal with it. So there is no need for somebody to rush and take narcotics like Percocet and codeine and morphine without trying first the natural remedies. What we found for 38 years of experience is some herbs act as an anti-inflammatory. Things like turmeric, things like ginger, green tea extract, glucosamine hydrochloride, glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin help strengthen the joints and reduce pain. They are equally effective, even more effective than narcotics without side effects. So when we actually talk to our clients, we find the exact cause and try not to mask symptoms, but to deal with the root cause, you know, of the illness. So let's assume somebody come to us with, say, fibromyalgia, MS, or lupus, or even car accident. So we got to find out where is the pain and how we deal with it. And in some cases, we deal with the pain was something like natural stretching, biocranial kinesiology, which is listed on our website. In fact, I invite your listeners who are doctors and nurses to come to Chicago June 7 to 10 to attend the largest international pink conference in the world. And we're going to be actually dealing with all of those methods, all of those techniques to deal with pain at this conference in Chicago, June 7 to 10. It's actually on our website under links, and all of the information your clients and your listeners need to know is all on the website. Also, in the past 3 years, I was very fortunate to find a medical device approved by FDA and Health Canada called the Amethyst Negative Ion Biomat. And when I was first introduced to it about 2 to 3 years ago, I was fascinated with the research that's been done on it, in fact, to help reduce pain, increase circulation, and minimize inflammation. And in fact, it'll help with sleep, where when people have pain, they cannot sleep. And when they cannot sleep, they have more pain. And then when they have more pain, they need more medications. And when they take more medication, they have side effects. And then when they have side effects, sometimes this vicious cycle goes on and on. Mm-hmm. And then the biomat, in fact, intercept with all of this vicious cycle of pain, sleep, lack of sleep, and inflammation and problem with circulation, swelling, and so on and so forth. So I end up doing research on between 12 and 24 subjects over 6 months period using the biomat, and we did measure the improvement using their own physician blood test method, mm-hmm. their own pain assessment method, and also our biofeedback device that we can assess the sense of pain and how much they improved in terms of cellular health, how healthy are their cells. Because as you know, Dr. Cheryl, is that health starts from the cells, not from the organs. Because once you build healthy cells, you build healthy tissues to produce healthy organs that make up healthy systems. So in integrative medicine, we look at the cells first, not the organs or systems first. So what we found, to our surprise, is that we have about 85% success rate, and we published the findings in a refereed medical journal called the Prime Journals, which your listeners can find on our website, as you mentioned earlier, which is academyofwellness.com, also under drgeorgegrant.org, or in our new book, which is called Your 101 Ways to 101, which actually help you to live to 101 healthy, wealthy, sexy, and wise, to 101 without wrinkles, and without any symptoms or side effect or without pain.
So can we talk a little bit more about your study? The biomat technology really has fascinated me, and I have to say that it was your research that looked at the effects, the benefits of the biomat. Your study was really an impressive study that helped to convince me to actually purchase the biomat and to recommend it to patients. And I think, first of all, we need to explain a little bit more about what this technology is for people who've never heard of the biomat before. So can you do that, Dr.
Sure.
Grant? Just help people understand, what is this biomat?
Well, the biomat is made from a precious stone called amethyst, which produces infrared and negative ion that actually enhance the health of every cell in your body, because cells communicate, and the infrared and negative ion help the cellular communications. In fact, it can enhance the telomere length in the chromosomes. Because we found out that this is actually an anti-aging device. When you actually sleep on it for 7 hours, 8 hours per night, you wake up refreshed as if you have the deeper sleep. And the more deep sleep that you have, the more anti-aging effect you have. The scientists in Japan, when they study the biomat, there has been numerous references to show that it actually reduces the exposure to free radicals, which means, in the long term, it reduces cancers. So we're not, of course, making any medical claim here. However, if we can reduce the free radicals, then most likely you will be able to make the body alkaline. And when the body pH is above 7.34, as we have outlined and indicated in our website, your body becomes cancer resistant. So So, in fact, we advise our clients who have stage 1 and stage 2 cancer to make their body as soon as possible to alkaline pH. So the study in Japan showed, and also our study showed, that the people after these are biomed for 3 months, their pH becomes alkaline. They have more hydration because it allows for the water to penetrate through the cells. And then they become more oxygenated. So when you actually achieve higher oxygen and higher water and higher alkalinity in the body becomes cancer resistant. And then any symptoms of pain will be reduced, because when the body is acidic, the symptoms of pain is exacerbated. So you feel actually more pain. And that was our findings for people with fibromyalgia and MS and lupus and Lyme disease. Any autoimmune disease involves the thymus problem, which basically becomes attacked, which affects something called T lymphocytes and white blood cells. I don't want to overwhelm your listeners. I'm sure you and I can talk some more deeply on that. But the thymus is really the key here, and the biomat enhance thymus health. And the thymus is the organ between the chest bone, between the breast. So when somebody have MS or fibromyalgia, you find that particular gland very tender. And that actually confirms the diagnosis much more, you know, accurate than a blood test or white blood cell count. So what we found is that after 3 months of using the biomat, people tend to respond. The pain is much less. Their circulation is improved. And the whole body is actually, you know, gets improved. So this is exactly what we found, is that the overall health of the person improved dramatically.
When I have been researching the biomat for various conditions of patients who I like to recommend that technology for, it was really impressive, because the biomat has been used, and I've recommended to patients who are dealing with a cancer diagnosis, like you said, for supporting them for all the reasons you described. It also has been effective for children who were diagnosed with autism, and I know it helps Lyme patients who have a lot of pain. In your study, you were looking at the impact of the biomat on cortisol levels, on stress levels, correct? Can you tie in why reducing cortisol levels, which is a marker for stress, is so important for overall healing for all sorts of conditions, and, as you were saying, just as an anti-aging strategy as well?
Yes, we found exactly, we measured cortisol for patients before and after the use of biomat for 3 months, and we find a reduction up to 60% within 90 days. So our hypothesis was, if you can reduce cortisol, then, as you said correctly, you reduce stress. Because when you have increased cortisol or increased stress, you have actually increased pain, and then problem with circulation, and then you have all cascading problem with serotonin, dopamine, acetylcholine, all of the other brain neurotransmitters, and that's why people who are depressed, actually, they can sense more pain than people who are not depressed. And then what we found out, that actually the biomat improved also serotonin, which means if somebody have depression or they have an anxiety or panic attack or whatever, the biomat helps them to normalize the brain chemicals, particularly dopamine and serotonin. Mm-hmm. And we know that these conditions can be reversed using the biomat continuously.
You know, it's so amazing how a technology like the biomat, which works with far infrared frequencies and negative ions, you're dealing with this energy medicine approach, how it's able to support the healing of the body at the most fundamental level, like you said, supporting the health of the cells to function. And then all these conditions, which we put names on, but they're really conditions of the cells being compromised and being able to generate energy, detoxify, bring in nutrition, is addressed through this technology.
Absolutely. In fact, Dr. Cheryl, my first doctorate was on stress management, and what I found that stress contributed about 85% of all of the diseases existing right now in the dictionary. So if you can deal with that stress, with cortisol, with all of the side effect of the stress and the complication that stress produce, then you're able to deal naturally with all of the conditions associated with stress, including even car accidents and including pain generated from autoimmune disease, like we talked about fibromyalgia, lupus, and then you mentioned autism. In fact, it helped people also with ADD and ADHD and autism to focus and to prevent them from having the complication that they had, you know, before using the biomat. So it's a simple device. It's a class 2 medical device, very inexpensive to use, and it's very effective, and there is no side effect of using it. So I would recommend to your listeners to give it a try and to see, and then, of course, we would appreciate, you know, their comments and feedback on that.
So how do you recommend the biomat being used by your patients? Do you use it in your clinic? Do you recommend that people purchase their own and then sleep on it? I personally have the biomat that I sleep on every night. So that's just my routine. I sleep on that biomat, trusting it's helping to detoxify, rejuvenate, regenerate me on a cellular level. And when I'm sick, when I'm feeling a little off or fluish, you know, I go on the biomat because it helps me to heal. And I have to say there are times that I've either pulled a muscle or I've, you know, just I really did a job on my toe several weeks ago. I stubbed it really badly. I must have had a lot of soft tissue damage. And that biomat technology really helped to accelerate the healing.
Absolutely. I do the same thing too, Dr. Cheryl. I sleep on my biomat every night. And I do recommend for my clients to try it at my clinic. And then, you know, they lay on it for about, you know, half an hour just to experience it. So there are two sizes. There's one that is just you sit on it, and there's one that you sleep on it. So there's one that fits a chair, and then one you put it on a massage table, or you can put it in your bed. And when people try it, they won't let go of it because I travel quite a bit, sometimes twice a month, sometimes three times a month. And then I'm looking forward to go back home. And sometimes when I travel for a longer period, I take my portable biomat with me so to help me to sleep and to avoid jet lag as well. So absolutely, I recommend it for everybody, all of your listeners, to try it. And as I said, there is no side effect of using it. And I use it myself at the second light, which is a very small amount of infrared. And once a week, I use the red light, which is the number 5 lights from the bottom,
right,
for detox. So this is to detox your body from all of the free radicals and the chemicals exposure. And I use that once a week and sometimes twice a week if I'm doing a lot of traveling. Because when you travel, you're exposed to a lot of free radicals, and you want to detox your system.
I think people really need to understand that these types of technologies, and I know you've been doing all the research on the biomat, you personally use it, and then I have been introduced to it, so I, after investigating it, thought this is just such a fantastic resource to support me in just optimizing my health. But it also is a tool for people who are dealing with chronic illnesses like cancer, because it has such a powerful ability to generate a detoxification response and also a hyperthermia effect. Can you talk a little bit about the benefit of hyperthermia and how you've seen the biomat can help people with generating a hyperthermia effect for healing?
Yes. In fact, when you raise your body temperature by only 1 or 2 degrees, then your body is able to fight microorganisms much more effective, and it's able to fight chronic diseases much more effective. How the device actually works, this is exactly how it's able to reverse and prevent other chronic diseases. So I strongly encourage clients, you know, to try to use that.
Well, you know, it's so amazing when I hear you talk about it. I mean, I've researched it and, you know, obviously been learning about it, but, you know, you have really covered all the facets, and some of which I wasn't even aware of, which has made me really appreciate this technology. I personally think that we live in a time where We have so many challenges between the toxicity in the environment, the stress that all of us find ourselves in one way or another, lack of quality nutrition, the EMFs and that we're surrounded with in our environment, that to thrive these days, we need support. We need the technologies that are available, this being one of many, that can really assist our body to function optimally. And it gives us the edge in life, you know. It's like, I'd really love to see people invest in things like this because it makes such a huge difference in the quality of their life and their capacity to heal and repair.
You're absolutely correct, and that's the exact words we use in our book, which is actually your clients or listeners can download it from your101ways.com. That's exactly the same words that we use. Sometimes when people see a red light when they're driving, they ignore it. Oh, I oil change or this or that. They just ignore it. Actually, some people intentionally want to cut that wire so it doesn't bother them again. But this is exactly how we deal with the symptoms of stress. We have accumulated stress, accumulated exposure, and then we ignore those symptoms. But these symptoms can lead to major illnesses. So I would invite your clients to go to the academyofwellness.com, look at the Wellness IQ section, and see what we're exposed to, what kind of things that we eat, the things that we do not eat, and what's eating us in terms of stress, and the commute, and then the exposure to free radicals, and then the eating habits, drinking habits. Like, I mean, every one of your listeners should know that we should drink 64 ounces of water per day, 8 glasses per day, 8 times 8. But most of my clients drink about 2 to 3 glasses, and then they drink coffee and sodas, which causes imbalance. And this imbalance causes stress, and the stress causes disease. So these are the things that we try to minimize, that we try to make the people aware of. So once the people understand their risk factors, then they'll be able to recover naturally from all of those diseases without having to use medication. For instance, if somebody has cancer, what options do they have? Chemotherapy? I'm a cancer researcher. I've done lots of research on chemotherapy, which I do not recommend. I do not recommend. So totally, I do not recommend. You know the side effects of chemotherapy, and then the success rate is quite low. So we have to evaluate risk versus benefit. And once your clients understand risk versus benefit, then they're going to be able to come to the conclusion which one is better, using something like the biomat with no risk and more benefit, or using chemotherapy with more risk than benefit. And also radiation, the same thing. So that is basically is the whole philosophy about dealing with disease. As I mentioned earlier, we do not, you know, medicate or operate, but we do educate. That's really our philosophy. And that's what we do for corporations all over the world. I invite your listeners to go to a section called Lunch and Learn and to see the hundreds of corporations that we deal with and nonprofit organizations. I'm looking forward one day to invite you to come with me to those corporations and nonprofits to share also your knowledge and experience, and put some of these corporate clients also on your radio show to see exactly what we do here, because you and I are all for prevention, not intervention.
So do you experience that there is a change of consciousness in corporations realizing the value of healthy workers and committing to supporting them with programs and bringing people like you in? Is this like a major shift that you are observing within corporate culture?
Absolutely. In the past 20 years, we have seen documented evidence, Dr. Cheryl, 5% reduction in the LTD. Like 5% reduce in sickness in the workplace. You see, when people are obese, when people have pain, when people are sick, drinking sodas and drinking coffee, and then not sleeping well, and exposing the body to all of this bombardment of free radicals, they're not actually become an effective workers. And then they have migraines and deal with aspirin, Tylenol, Advil, all of this stuff. But once we educate them about the proper and healthy lifestyle, they get better and better, so we actually guarantee to all corporations that they have reduction in the LTD and increase in the ROI, return of investment, and KPI, key performance indicator, as this is on our website under Lunch and Learn. So, yes, I do see an increased consciousness out there in the corporate culture, major banks, major insurance companies now are looking to do lunch and learn. And we've been doing it for the past, as I said, 20, 25 years with great success. And we're looking for more companies now to join. So if you know any company in your state who would like us to come, I would invite you to come with me and let's go and change the world one person at a time, one company at a time.
I'm ready. You know, I was listening to, I think there was an educational DVD I was listening to recently, and there was a really interesting statistic that he gave, and he said that executives, 75% of executives are dealing with digestive issues. 75% of executives. And his reason was, what he said was, it's the result of executives taking their lunches and sitting in front of their computers or responding to emails or text or making phone calls while they're eating. And what the body needs when we're eating is to be in this relaxed parasympathetic state so the digestive system can work properly, digestive enzymes, and you get the juices going and you have proper digestion. But when you are in front of a screen and working and you're eating, the message is, you're stimulating your sympathetic nervous system, so you're into action mode, and therefore the digestive process gets hijacked in a sense, and you are producing a very different response in the body than what's required to digest food, and therefore it's creating all these digestive problems and gut issues and impaired stomach acid, a variety of things are going on, which I found so fascinating. I mean, that's a pretty impressive statistic, 75% of executives, at least that wherever he got that statistic from. Kind of made me aware that I shouldn't be sitting in front of my computer and eating my lunch. So I've stopped
that. Absolutely. This is exactly my findings, Dr. Cheryl. So exactly, we need to educate the people about taking time out and not to eat improper food, because, yes, if 70% have gut problem, we need to address that. We need to educate them about having the probiotics, the prebiotics. We need to educate them about having the six, seven vegetables per day. And we have to educate them about the fiber. Because, by the way, 80% of the serotonin exists in the gut, not in the brain. So if somebody's under stress and they eat in front of their computer, they're going to produce more stress, which is going to affect their mental health, actually. It's going to affect their serotonin, and it's going to affect their digestive enzymes. So right now we're exposed to our technology of emails and social media, and then people are bombarded with Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn messages, and it's like all of us are bombarded with all of this, cell phone and smartphones and all of this stuff bombarding us with, in fact, EMF, which causes also problems. So when we eat during all of this exposure, all of the stresses, how we are, and I expect to digest our food, because we have to be calm, cool, collected when we eat. And by the way, when people eat, it is supposed to avoid any discussion or any thing about finances or things that cause cortisol, because that will interfere with their absorption, with their gastric juices. So absolutely, and if we can solve even half of this gut dysbiosis that we have in our world, we can eliminate IBS, Crohn's, ileitis, colitis, even Crohn's disease and colon cancer. This is all reversible diseases if we can deal with it naturally. Absolutely, I agree with you 100%.
I think one of the bad habits that our Western culture has created for us is this eating on the run, jumping into the car, ordering, and then eating as you're driving at the same time. Yeah. I'm sure it's one of the worst habits we could ever get into, the takeaway, drive-through model does not support our health. And
it is not the healthiest, absolutely. And then when we drive through and pick up the fried food, the greasy food, and the not healthy food, that actually compounded the problem. And then when we eat, when we drive and eat at the same time, because we're rushed, and then when we go and eat in the morning, like, the donuts and the bagels and the coffee, double-double, how do we expect our body to survive to 101? I would encourage your listeners to take a look at this book, How to Live to 101, and then see exactly what we've written on this. It's a very easy to read book, and you can download it from the website, your101ways.com, and look at the website, academyofwellness.com, to see exactly, step by step, how we can live through 101. And I'm looking forward to share the stage with you one day, either in front of corporations, nonprofits, or again in your radio show, to educate the public, because this is really our obligation. This is our duty to educate the public.
Yes.
I think education is the key.
It is, and I mean, you're such a prolific educator. This is a time we need to take a break, so we will come back. We're having this fascinating conversation with Dr. George Grant, and we have more important things to share with you, so don't go away. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and you are listening to What Women Must Know. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You are listening to What Women Must Know. And today we're talking with Dr. George Grant, who is coming to us from Canada. And he is a very accomplished practitioner, scientist, professor, chemist, toxicologist, nutritionist, biofeedback practitioner, and also a pain specialist. And he is working with people in his practice, but he also goes into corporations and helps to spread the word to get people to make healthier choices so they could be more effective and have greater quality of life. So, Dr. Grant, I wanted to ask you to share some of your tips, how to live to be a 101, since I know that is one of the books that you have written. You've written how many now? Over 10? Or is it that?
Only 10, Dr. Cheryl.
Only 10. So oh, my gosh. Okay, that's enough. So so what are some of the most important tips you can share with us about how to live to 101? I'm really into finding those best strategies to support rejuvenation, regeneration, and optimal health all the way to our last breath.
That's right. The first one is A for attitude. Having attitude of gratitude, because your attitude, not your aptitude, determine your altitude. When we have an attitude of thankfulness and gratefulness, when you wake up in the morning and count just five blessings, if we, every one of us, write down five blessings that we have every morning, then the whole day we're going to focus on those blessings, and then we're going to be less stressed. But if we start the morning listening to the news, I guarantee you that you're going to be depressed, because there is murders, there is somewhere like flight crashes. Especially I travel twice a month, I don't want to even hear the news when I travel. You know what, if we just start the day having the attitude of gratitude, being grateful, this is will make our day much easier. And then B is to believe that you can make it 101.
Can I just comment on that?
Yes.
That is such an important point, and I'm so glad you made it number one in our conversation about how to live to 101. You know, we have no idea what the morning news or any day, any time of the day we listen to the news is doing to us. And, you know, as you research that, and you've been researching and monitoring cortisol levels, I'm sure you must see this in your practice.
Yes.
It is one of the most harmful things we can do throughout our day, especially starting our day listening to the news. You know, there are times when I get up and I just, my little habit is to put the news on, and I go, oh, my God, in the first 3 minutes, I've listened to rapes, murders, killings,
yes,
attacks, you know, and it's like, what am I feeding my spirit at the beginning of the day? And it is depressing. It creates fear. It generates those cortisol spikes, which
yes,
can set us up for the entire day of being in this stressed, anxious, and very unhealthy place.
Absolutely. If instead they listen to your program in the morning and listen to your positiveness and your soothing voice and then the positiveness that your program brings, then their whole day become positive. You know, we need positiveness in this world. We don't want to hear about wars because it's going to be wars. It's going to be murder, all of these things. But news sells, and they want to sell commercials. Like CNN is not going to say, well, here's the good news. It will never happen. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be all bad news. I'm not just picking on CNN. Every news station, they have to broadcast the bad news. What's happening is going to be a collapse in the economy. It's going to be this or that. You know what? If we start our day bringing our own happiness by putting in five affirmations, five things that we're grateful about, you're absolutely correct. The whole day will be totally changed. And then after the A, which is attitude, B is belief. We can believe that this day is going to be the best day we have. And how many lives we're going to enhance? How many people we're going to help? And then C, commitment. That's really my ABC, which is in my book. It's all there, ABC. It's simple. And then we do simple tips, Dr. Cheryl, like adding lemon to the water, adding a little bit of apple cider vinegar, just a dash of baking soda to make our body alkaline, sleep on the biomat, doing detox once in a while, having these six vegetables, eating more fiber, because we need 25 grams of fiber. My clients only consume 5 grams, which is one-fifth. Also, increasing...
Do you recommend people taking a fiber supplement, Dr. Grant?
The best thing is have the everything from food first. Let your food be your medicine first. But if you're going to get food, if you get nutrients from the medicine, then I recommend high-potency supplements, high bioavailable. Please do not use the commercial supplements like One A Day and Centrum. These are the worst synthetic supplements you can find on the market. Yet it's been promoted by pharmaceuticals and by doctors all over the world, yet they are actually least absorbed, 5% absorption. I've done this in my book, your All-in-One Guide to Natural Remedies and Supplements, on page 70. If your listeners can get a copy of this book. So I recommend high-potency, high-bioavailable supplements.
Let's go back to that statistic you just gave. So those commercial, you know, supplements that you found, like Centrum, which so many people take Centrum, you found that there is a 5% absorption of those nutrients from those more commercial.
Yes. I've done this study myself in my own lab using dissolution apparatus, study, HPLC. Yeah. I've done this myself. I'm a licensed and nutritional chemist, both in Canada and the U.S. And I'm also microbiologist and toxicologist. So I've done this research myself. Wow. And I looked in the literature, and I found out that the maximum absorption for Centrum and One A Day is between 5 to 7%. So in other words, you actually eliminate about 95 to 93% to make expensive urine of this supplement. So there is, in fact, it can cause even harmful damage. It can cause kidney stones and produce free radicals in the body. So I do not even recommend those supplements. You might as well just get it from food instead of depending on pills that does not absorb, it does not dissolve in your body.
And those inexpensive commercial brands use synthetic versions of the vitamins. They're not even real nutrition.
Exactly.
They just give you the cheapest possible forms of, you know, a commercial a vitamin at the lowest dose. They're just not worth spending your money on. You have to invest in your health, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Whole food supplements are the best. Something that give you maximum bioavailability. I do not recommend anything less than 90% absorbed in your body. And there's lots of good companies out there. You have to search them. I invite your listeners to look very carefully what they're putting in their mouth in terms of food, in terms of drinks or supplements, because this can cause profound effect in their health. And these are the kind of tips that we give to our clients, you know, when we see them.
And I want to just emphasize something else you just said, and that was the importance of beginning the day with lemon water or, you know, lemon juice and some warm water, which is what I've been starting my day with. I can't, you know, it's been so long since I started that habit. I can't remember when I started. So it's my routine. And I recommend, like you do, that everyone start their day the first thing they drink to support cleansing, detoxifying, alkalining their body in the morning is warm water and lemon juice. And you also recommended adding a little bit of baking soda in there as well, correct?
Absolutely, because that just a small dash of baking soda, it shifts the pH from 6.6 or 6.5 to 7.34. And I found, Dr. Cheryl, that 85% of my clients, when they come to see me initially, they're acidic and they're dehydrated. And all of them, virtually 90% of them, do not know how to breathe properly. They breathe from the chest, not from the abdomen. And if they switch their breath to the abdomen, which is belly breathing or yoga breathing or diaphragm breathing, their stress is reduced dramatically. Dramatically. I'm talking about you reduce cortisol by 50% just by switching the way that they breathe. And once I teach them how to breathe properly, which most doctors unfortunately do not do, then they start to have more oxygen, more water, especially alkaline water, and then more detox in their body, and they start actually to become alkaline, and they start to become more energetic, more healthy, more resistant to all diseases. And this is the whole science of functional medicine and integrative medicine. It's the allopathic medicine find the symptoms and then give you, here's the pill for every ill to mask the symptom. In functional medicine, integrative medicine, we find the root cause. What is causing the imbalance in the body? And switch from the imbalance to balance. Because balance is wellness, imbalance is illness. And it's a fine gray line between the two. And that is the line you want to actually cross to live to 101. That's what we teach our clients to do.
Yeah.
So I invite your clients to read our 450 blogs. Obviously, we cannot read all of the blogs in one day. There's so many information on the website. And we put all of this information free of charge, all of it on the website. It's like going to a medical library and collecting all of this information. Some of them are one or two pages, but you know what? If they are voracious readers like you, because you have devoured all of the website, you're going to be very healthy.
It's a really good habit for people to go into, get in the habit of, and if, you know, you have, you know, so much great information you've shared, and it's true, it's free, and people just need to be reminded. I just find if I can get people to make one little change in their habits, like having warm lemon juice to start the day, it really begins to get people moving in the right direction. You're heading where you want to go. And one little baby step leads to another little baby step, and you just find yourself making some significant changes and improvements as a result.
Absolutely. You're correct. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So a little, so warm lemon juice, and of course, organic lemons, you know.
Yes.
I just was introduced to a study that was done out of Sweden. I don't know if you've heard about this study, Dr. Grant, but they took a family, and they had three children in the family, the mother and the father, and they measured their urine, and they found the long list of chemicals in their urine. So obviously they've been harboring these chemicals in their bodies.
Yes.
And
yes.
they had them clean their whole house out of commercial cleaning products, personal care products. They had all their food organic. So they had them switch their entire home and eat and food into an organic mode. And then they tested them after 2 weeks. And it just about every toxic chemical that they had found initially was gone. In 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Isn't that phenomenal? I mean, just...
It is phenomenal. I agree with you 110%, because this is what I tell my clients who have asthma. They come to me, they say that we take in all of this stuff for asthma, like, you know, Ventolin, Pulmicort, all of this stuff that has corticosteroids. And then the first question is I ask them, what are your asthma triggers? And they look at me as if I'm from Mars, right? What do you mean by triggers? What are you talking about? I said, what causes your asthma? What is it that caused you the asthma in the first place? And they have no clue. They are totally clueless. But I ask them, are you exposed to chlorine bleach? Are you exposed to Pilex, Javax, Windex, Lysol? Any of these chemical agents, especially, you know, oven cleaners and all of those harsh chemicals, are the one who causes asthma? And they tell me, oh my God, yes, I'm exposed to all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask him, what if you can change to something natural? Would your symptoms be the same? And they tell me exactly what you said. As soon as they switch, they found less metabolites in their urine, they find less exposure, less symptoms, and they need less and less of nebulizers and all of the stuff that they take for asthma. Once you eliminate the triggers, then we eliminate the disease. So we're not dealing with a symptom here about having coughing or emphysema or asthma. We're dealing with what causes the asthma. What's the root cause? So absolutely. I encourage all of your listeners to get rid of all of the toxic chemicals. There's lots of other natural products that they can use to replace all of those chemicals. And then as a result, we're not going to find toxicity in their urine or whatever they're exposed to.
You know, it just brings up the point. I think it emphasizes we forget, because we're surrounded by products of this nature all the time, we forget how profound those toxins that are found in those products are impacting our health, especially in those of us that are more vulnerable, those with asthma, children who are dealing with autism, ADHD. These are the,
yes.
Or anyone with a chronic illness, where it's like our immune system is just so vulnerable. Our toxic load is already overflowing the bucket. And, you know, we're surrounded by those products. We forget how much we're breathing in or being absorbed through our skin, and yet they are having such a deleterious effect. We've got to wake up and make those changes and get them out of our space, out of our home, and bring in the natural organic products, or make our own simple little products.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. I think we need more doctors like you. We need more education. We need to educate the public about the potential, you know, effect of exposing themselves to all of these chemicals. In fact, simple things like swimming in a pool that has chlorine is the worst thing for somebody with asthma. So I tell them, go and swim in the ocean or something like salt pools, because once you swim in a pool with chlorine, your whole body smells like beach. and then you cough afterwards, and then you're going to use Ventolin or Pulmicort or whatever medication that you're taking. What's the point of that? I mean, don't swim or go to a place like where you have salt or you have something natural. It's a simple switch, simple modifications in our habits, as you said, that will actually eliminate things. Because right now, as Dr. Cheryl, you said, there's increase in autism, there's increase in autoimmune disease, there's an increase in so many diseases that it's all because exposure to chemicals.
Can I go back to that chlorine pool? I mean, we're about to have our Memorial Day holiday where, you know, it's like the official opening up of pools. And, you know, I live in the part of the country where there is no beach, not for several thousands of miles. What should we do, or what do we recommend to people who do swim in chlorinated pools? Because that's the only kind of disinfectant I find in most pools in this part of the country, and probably in this country. I don't know if it's true in Canada, but in the United States, pretty much it's chlorinated pools everywhere.
You're absolutely correct. In Canada, we have actually salt, natural salt pools, and then we have like brominated instead of chlorinated, which is less like volatile, but again, bromine, chlorine are halogens. They are still reactive, but bromine is less, volatile than chlorine. So, but I recommend personally no chlorine, no bromine. I recommend salt pools, like how it was created in the ocean, basically. So if you're far away from that, you know what? Go to a lake, like natural lake.
Is there something that people can do to support their body in dealing with the chlorine? Because I think we have to remind people, you're swimming in a chlorinated pool, you are absorbing chlorine into your body through your pores.
Absolutely. By inhalation, also through the skin, because the skin is the largest organ. Absolutely. There's lots of other ways, and if they can afford the natural ways of, disinfecting, there's so many ways to use, let's say, oregano oil, oil of oregano, or colloidal silver, or something like that in essential oils. This is all available, but it's slightly expensive, so people do not want to use the salt pools or all of the other methods because of the cost. Chlorine is very cheap. You can just add bleach. But then you're right. The side effect of that absorbed through the skin or by inhalation, if somebody have asthma, that would be a deleterious effect. Even somebody with no asthma, they still have the consequences of the oxidative stress that chlorine produces and the free radicals, and that eventually can cause cancer. I mean, this is the connection is proven. In fact, in Europe, chlorine is banned. You cannot find any Clorox in Europe. Did you know that?
No.
It's banned.
I mean, on the shelf anywhere, nowhere.
On the shelf anywhere or on the pools. You cannot use any chlorine in the pools in Europe. It's banned. Mm-hmm. It's
they use ozone, don't they, in Europe?
Ozone, exactly. Exactly. O3. That's what they use, ozone is both. Yes. And this is very natural because O2 is oxygen, O3 is ozone, and this is exactly very commonly used in Europe. Yes, and in Canada.
Yeah, it's such a problem, which is really why I don't like swimming in chlorinated pools. It's really a challenge because that's what we use here in the U.S.
Yes.
Chlorinated pools.
All you need is just a ticket to Florida or to Hawaii, and then you can have...
or just make sure that you're taking plenty of your vitamins, antioxidants.
Yes.
You just
yes.
need to really be sure the body can detoxify and deal with some of the free radical damage that happens from exposure to toxins like chlorine.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Yes, Hawaii would be good, but
yes.
Can't do that over the weekend. Just can't hop over to Hawaii. Yeah. So can you give us a few more of your tips to live to be 101 in the time we have remaining?
Absolutely. So we talked about A for attitude, B for belief, C for commitment, D, determinations. I know it's pretty hard to overcome all of the stuff that we're talking about, but if you're determined to live on the wellness path, so then you try to avoid all of the bad things. So if you say, okay, here's a few tips I'm going to be doing, and I'm going to be doing this small tips that we just talked about, like determine to have the lemon water, hot water with lemon in the morning, determine to have 3 meals and 3 snacks. That way you maintain healthy blood sugar, because I always tell my clients, eat breakfast like a king or a queen, lunch like a prince or princess, and supper like a pauper. Unfortunately, Dr. Cheryl, most of my clients skip breakfast or have a very bad breakfast like donuts and bagels, which is white flour, and then they have double sugar. And then they have, lousy lunch with deli meats and stuff, and then very heavy, heavy dinner. And we wonder why 30 or 35% of our population are obese and 30% of our population have diabetes, which is all reversible by doing 3 square meals, breakfast being the largest, lunch being the medium, supper being the least, and then have 3 snacks in between to maintain healthy blood sugar and, like, prevent insulin resistance or prevent diabetes. So if every one of your listeners follow this simple rule, determined to have that rule in everyday life, we can minimize the rate increase of diabetes, because it used to be 20%, now it's 30%.
Yeah.
And if they do not heed this advice, I think I would predict, I don't want even see any bad news on your show, but if you do not follow this, by the year 2020, it's going to be 40%. Very unfortunate news to say. But if we reach that, our healthcare system would not be able to cope with 40% diabetics.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to talk about politics here, but we were not even able to cope with allopathic medicine. But if somehow we use the model integrative medicine, functional medicine, like we talked about before, we can reduce this by half. We can go down to 20%, even 15%. And this is all about prevention, not intervention. It's not about crisis care. It's about self-care. Yeah. It's a really simple concept, yet our clients have to understand and realize that if they determine to follow the wellness model, the balance model, then they're going to be able to recover as our pioneers in integrative medicine did.
Well, I hope that the wonderful advice you've been sharing with us today has really hit the mark with people and just inspire all of you listening to just do one more little thing to support your health. Maybe it's that lemon water. Maybe it's just clearing out all those toxic cleaning products. Maybe it's just having a good quality breakfast. But just one more little thing adding to the positive changes, because it's terrifying, Dr. Grant, when we think of 40% of the population will be diagnosed with diabetes. That's horrific. And as you said, it's going to absolutely be a catastrophe for our healthcare system to keep up. So,
absolutely. One tip per day, one improvement per day. Over 30 days, we have 30 new tips, 30 new habits. You're absolutely correct, Dr. Cheryl. And if every one of us followed this, we can have this talk again in 2 months, 3 months, and then we can have it like wide open for people to call in and say their experiences. I hope we can do this one day.
That would be a fun thing to do. Well, you know, this has been such a information-packed show. We've come to the end, Dr. Grant, and you have just contributed so much today with your experience and wisdom and wide breadth of your research. Thank you so much for your time. It's been such a pleasure having you on the show. Wish you well. And everyone, go over and visit academyofwellness.com and read some of Dr. Grant's 400 blogs and pick up his books. Great information. Thank you again, Dr. Grant.
It's been a pleasure and honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And for all of you, thank you. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You're listening to What Women Must Know. And remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.